live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. The features of the site we give away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. You can enjoy a lot of the same stuff you'll get on their websites for free, like the webcam, for instance, archives, podcasts, live streams. It's all there free. freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get interactive in various different ways, including creating the content of the site itself by submitting different items to it. You find something online you think is interesting, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners can vote on it, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, so you can see what's important to Free Talk Live listeners when you go to freetalklive.com. And, of course, we'll go to you and your thoughts. Coming up, we get a chance. Breastfeeding is in the news again, and, generally, people have strong opinions about that particular subject. But first, we go back to the phones and the fun. You and your thoughts are welcome. We've been talking about the decline of Detroit pretty much as the overarching theme throughout the night here tonight. Let's go to Amos listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, Amos. Amos in Charleston going once. Amos in Charleston going twice. Maybe Amos is in a bad cell. I'm going to put him on hold. We're going to try Dan in Little Rock in the meantime, listening to XN Satellite Radio. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dan, going once. Maybe something's wrong on our side.
It has that sound to it, doesn't it?
Perhaps the board operator has fallen asleep, or I don't know what's going on. Nope, he has not fallen asleep, so something's screwy. So hang on, Dan. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think there's much more to say about Detroit at this point. I know that some of our listeners had some more comments. They're in dire straits. They're going to run out of cash. They may be able to make payroll at the end of this coming week, but if the loss situation doesn't clear up between them and the state government, they're broke. Then what? What happens after a city goes broke? Well, according to the agreement that they signed with the state of Michigan, basically Michigan comes in and takes total control. Essentially, they've signed this agreement to stave off that from happening.
Talk about a liability. They're inheriting not an asset, but a liability when it comes to Detroit. Maybe they'll cut some programs or something like that and, you know, lean down the operation. But
well, that's what's going to have to happen. I mean, when the state takes over, they're going to bring in what they call an emergency manager. And that is essentially going to be, you know, the consultant who's going to come in and presumably hack and slash. Because the one thing the consultant is not going to be able to do is come in and raise taxes on the people of Detroit. That's just not going to cut it. That's not going to solve their problems.
Yeah, but that's all they can do, is either cut spending or raise taxes. That's really all they can do.
And the raise taxes is not really an option at this point. The cities can only go so far with that. Because unlike the federal government,
cities can't print the money.
Can't print it. Exactly. So there is a ceiling for the city and the state. They are restricted to some extent financially. And they're going to push it to the bitter end. And that's what we're seeing happening with the Detroit situation.
Because they've got no responsibility for the situation. That's why they're going to push it to the bitter end.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, if the bureaucrats in Detroit renege on their agreement with the state, which is what it sounds like they're doing, if they end up having to bring this emergency manager in and essentially displace the mayor and displace the city council, basically pull all the power away from them, that would be the state government doing that, then those people aren't going to be brought up on charges. They're not going to be held liable for decimating this, or, you know, being part of the decimation of the city, because it wasn't just them. They're just the current bureaucrats who are in, kind of like we were talking about how it's not just Obama's fault that the economy's bad. In the same way, it's not just the current city council that blew it for Detroit. City council after city council after city council has been blowing it in Detroit, and so this is just the current iteration of them. None of those city councilors in the past days have been held responsible for destroying the city with their regulations and their controls. And the same way, same thing is true of these city councilors and this mayor. They're just going to be out. They're going to no longer have their positions of power. So it'll be a bummer to them because they won't be able to wield the influence that they currently wield and reward their friends and punish their enemies like all politicians do. So they'll be hurting from that perspective, but they won't be hurting in that they'll be liable from some lawsuit or any kind of a legal perspective for their actions.
Now they've got sovereign immunity or qualified immunity, depending on the circumstance, and it's nearly impossible to hold some government agent account for their actions while working.
So your thoughts are welcome if you want to make the call here. You can also bring up anything you want at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. According to WCCO in Minneapolis, a CBS radio station reporting on a Minneapolis mom speaking out after a security guard told her to leave the library because she was breastfeeding in public. It happened recently at Minneapolis Central Library, but Minnesota law says a mother may breastfeed in any location, public or private. Hennepin County Security says it's turning this example into a teachable moment for its employees. Mother Hadley Barrows says she considers nursing a privilege, although she does admit that it isn't always easy. She says there are enough obstacles to nursing as it is without having people make you feel like a criminal for doing it. According to Barrows, she was nursing her son on a bench in the atrium of Minneapolis Central Library, trying to be discreet when a contract security officer approached her. He said, "I was either going to have to take it outside or go into the bathroom." He said, "You're not even covered up. You're just showing everyone indecent exposure, as though there's anything at all that is indecent about nakedness, as though there's something that is wrong with the human body, not only just the human body, but in this case, a biological function of the human body."
One that I wouldn't want to necessarily do in the bathroom. So this is an issue whose time has come. Things are changing. Since we've been doing the show for 10 years, I can say that my opinion on this subject has changed. And I think that it's because sensibilities are changing. Breastfeeding is becoming much more popular, and people are finding out that mother's milk is best. So sensibilities are changing on the subject. I would suggest that one is going to find fewer problems if one is discreet. And by discreet, I mean, it's relatively easy. I've seen women breastfeeding where you can't tell they're breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. You don't even know that it's happening unless you happen to look right there and really figure out what's going on. But yep. You can't see a boob. So
what if you can?
Right. Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that different people are going to have different sensibilities about this. If you want to do activist breastfeeding, expect activist breastfeeding problems. If you want to breastfeed and just breastfeed your kid, you're not looking for the activism surrounding it. Mm-hmm. There are ways to be discreet, and I'm certain that every woman that has attempted to be discreet knows what those ways are. Now, I can't speak to whether or not this woman is being a breastfeeding activist, acting like somebody who's not a breastfeeding activist. I don't know. But, if you just pull your shirt off and breastfeed your kid that way, Ian, you don't have a problem with that, right?
Why would I?
Right. I'm just making sure.
Why would anyone?
I've just got your opinion nailed down here.
Yeah.
Well, why would anyone? Some people do. And you know
because they're
do.
Uppity about people being nude. And I say, I have to ask, what's the big deal? It seems to be coming from this Puritan past that this country used to have. Everybody sees themselves naked in the mirror. It's not like nudity is unfamiliar to us. And plenty of people have seen nudity throughout their lives in various different times. Why the craziness about it? Why are people so upset over a mom having a breast out and feeding her child? It just doesn't make sense to me.
I've got to say that it makes me uncomfortable. I mean, I've spent a certain amount of my life trying to see boobs, and then in this circumstance, I can't because
the baby's
weird,
in the way.
Because it's weird to look.
Oh, I see.
Like, so if I just sit
you're
there,
a lecher
if I just sit there and watch the show, as it were, that's strange behavior. So, I mean,
you'd be sitting in the library in this case. You could just be, the creepy bum or something.
This would be in the atrium, so I'd have to get in the opposing park bench and just take pictures. So, I guess one point that I would like to make is if you're going to be an activist around breastfeeding, then, hey, maybe some kooks are going to follow you around the cameras, too.
There's a possibility, for sure.
And I think that the kooks have as much right to take their pictures as you have the right to breastfeed your kid.
Absolutely. If you're walking down the street with your, whatever hanging out, then somebody can take a picture of it.
Bizarre, aberrant behavior. And I'm not calling breastfeeding bizarre, aberrant behavior, but some people would. Bizarre, aberrant behavior is going to have consequences.
What I think is bizarre, aberrant behavior is freaking out about somebody's breasts being exposed. 855-450-FREE. What are you so afraid of? Is it the children? Or is it something about
you? The children feed them the breasts?
Right, but the idea that your children might see it somehow is a bad idea. Or is it more about your own insecurity? Something wrong with you and you're just projecting? 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts about breastfeeding in public or breasts in general. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year. Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.82.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.21.90, $8.10.95 for a half ounce, or $405.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.21.90, $8.10.95, and $405.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only Batteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. Only Batteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Now. More Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you will find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Those features include listening options. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, different sizes for different internet connections feeds. They are all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. You can get the list of over 100 great radio stations that air the show as well on AM and FM across the country. Our XM satellite radio stations, you can learn about those, and our free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, plus our archives and more. All of it over at listen.freetalklive.com. It's all free. Get tuned in. Listen.freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about Bitcoins.
Bitcoins are an internet currency, a money that you can use on the internet, and you know, you can buy and sell things. There are no fees with them. And that's one of the real, you know, problems with buying and selling things on the internet is the fees. Somebody's always inserting themselves in your process. With Bitcoins, you're sending the money directly to somebody else, and you don't have to get any permission from any bank or governmental agency. There's no contracts to sign, no terms of service that you've got to abide by. You can download the free software and be using it in just a few minutes. And it's potentially anonymous, too, if depending on how you set your set up your usage. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash in any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash by visiting BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com.
We are discussing breasts in public, specifically breastfeeding in public, but also just in general the idea of people being upset at ladies showing their breasts. Because there's nothing wrong in most places as far as illegality is concerned with men, especially overweight men, showing their breasts. That's completely legal. It, you know, whether that makes you uncomfortable or not is another question, but no cop is likely going to bother a male for being, you know, walking in the park with his shirt off.
I can't go to some restaurants.
That's private property, Mark, and people can set whatever rules they want to.
No, no, there's not government property rules about, you know, being shirtless in businesses.
Okay, I know you keep telling me that, Mark, but as a restaurateur, I can set whatever rules I want to in my business. If I want to require you to wear a red shirt before you can come into my business, I should be able to do that.
I think you should be able to do that. I don't know if you're going to be able to pull that off. You're likely to have some big fat lawsuit on your...
So it's all right to wear a tank top then into a restaurant?
Yes.
So what's the point of the government rule then?
I don't know, whatever the point is that they made it. What's the point of any government rule?
Oh, right. I'm just curious. I mean, where did that one come from? Because the idea is to, like, prevent someone from having dead skin fall off onto food or something like that? I mean, what is the purpose of having a shirt on inside? It's always seemed to me just that, you know, business owners have certain expectations as far as what people's dress code is. And certainly there are some restaurants that won't allow you in if you don't have the right look. You know, there are clubs that won't allow you in if you don't have the right look.
Those are all true statements, yeah. But don't doubt for a second that there are rules on places that sell food.
I'll take your word for it, Mark, but it's certainly not a federal law, and so there are probably different rules in different places.
It might very well be a federal law.
You don't know, though, do you?
I don't know.
Okay, so maybe if you are actually
working... All the restaurants have the same rules, though, right?
Maybe if you work in the restaurant industry, you can enlighten us on this particular matter, because Mark had been claiming that for a long time, and I've always doubted its veracity. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. But what happened in this case was not a restaurant. It was the public library, where a lady was breastfeeding in the atrium in Minneapolis, their central library. She says she was trying to be discreet, but a security officer disagreed. He approached her and told her, "Hey, you're not even covered up. You're just showing everyone indecent exposure," he says. Now, Ms. Barrows says she immediately went to a librarian who told her to move somewhere more private. According to the county security manager, the security officer later found a county police officer who explained the law to him. The county officer told him that she didn't need to move and that she could breastfeed wherever she needed to. Barrows says she was never directly told that she could stay. She says, "I left so mad." Hennepin County Security says it's trying to use this incident as a teachable moment, which Barrows says she appreciates. She did point out one of the ironies of the teachable moment. She says, "You think the library is you think of it as a place of knowledge, and even in the library, they don't know that it's okay to nurse your kid in public."
How can anyone know all the laws?
They can't.
How can anyone?
Not even the enforcers can.
This should be, you know, the only way you're going to know the rules is if your, you know, company gets to set them. And I think companies should be able to set the rules as to what they, you know, think is appropriate and inappropriate behavior inside of their, you know, their area. I think that libraries should be private and their rules should be sacrosanct on their property. Fine. If they don't want people breastfeeding in their property, fine. I mean, libraries are already becoming so disconnected from the American public that they are soon going to be anachronisms, in my opinion. But, you know, whatever. If they want to make it that much more difficult, you know, some guy who, some wannabe cop fella who, you know, just wants to go hassling breastfeeding moms, fine. I don't care.
Libraries, in my opinion, are already anachronisms. I went into the state library a few months ago here in New Hampshire, and it was like walking into 1980. I mean, the computers
they still have those old, ancient monitors for their computers, CRT, cathode ray tube monitors. They actually were running Windows on some of the computers, but, you know, it was old. It just looked old and decrepit, and they still had those, you know, like ancient yellow and black colored software, the monochrome kind of library lookup software. You remember that stuff, right, from back in the library?
Like DOS?
Yeah, it kind of has that look to it.
Okay.
Except it's yellow instead of white, just really old. And you walk in, and they're showing off all their newspapers and magazines that that they have up there by the front. And, of course,
instead of letting you check out an iPad and browse through, you know, hundreds of thousands of publications or whatever.
Right. So your thoughts are certainly welcome on breastfeeding or nudity in public. You can also bring up anything, as you will, as we go to James and Chris in Florida. James, you're on Free Talk Live. And Chris, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Anna Mark?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This is James Cox and Chris LaRue. We were arrested on Thursday. Chris Chris went in. He's going to tell you the story, and then I'll tell you what part I played in it and why I was arrested.
Okay. Where was this?
This was at the 49th Street Criminal Center, the courthouse there. I call them criminals because, as we know, the guy in the dress and the goons in the costumes with the signs and the guns, they are criminals. They're thugs.
Yeah.
Chris was defending himself or trying to defend himself, and he was doing a pretty good job, I thought, with the motions. And it was a camera ticket, a headlight camera ticket. So Chris is on the line with me right now, and Chris, just tell him.
So yeah, Chris, okay, so, you know, I had a camera ticket, and I went in to try and defend myself. It originally had went to the wrong, the notice had went to the wrong address because I posed the national ID card, the Hitler card there, and so they didn't have my current address, and so I found out about a little bit late. I had to pay a fee. Anyway, I'm off track.
So the purpose of going was to challenge. You wanted to challenge this red light ticket. You wanted to have your day in court for the red light ticket.
Yes, sir. And so, you know, I was motioning for a jury trial according to my right under the Seventh Amendment.
But they didn't like that.
Wait, now hold on a second. Now, right, that's probably not going to go anywhere because generally they exclude traffic tickets from jury trials. So I'm interested to hear what happened. You're welcome to stick with us and tell the rest of your story, James and Chris. 855-453. Apparently both of them arrested inside or nearby the courthouse. We'll get more details on that and also take your calls about what you want. Still time for that at 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up what you want here. Live Saturday edition of the show, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in various different ways. One of them is our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And coming up in about 8-9 days, just over a week from now, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 kicks off. It's happening Monday the 18th through Sunday the 24th. And you can join hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what the ideas of freedom are all about and who are willing to do something about it. Many of them have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as, Mark, you and I have done.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,000 have made the move here, and many of those 1,000 will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But more importantly, a bunch of people who have not come to New Hampshire yet, who have not yet made the move, whether they are or are not yet Free State Project participants, are going to be in attendance as well. Usually about half the crowd is brand new to Porkfest, that it's their first year there. So if you haven't yet made it up to New Hampshire, this is a perfect opportunity to get to know some of the people who could be your friends and neighbors for the future, because this is a lifetime project. It's Free State Project. The idea is to gather as many liberty-minded people all in the same place and have them get active so we can actually have a chance at achieving liberty in our lifetime. It's already working. Over 1,000 people are already here. We've got over 12,000 people that are pledged to go, and you're going to get to meet a bunch of those people if you come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Even if you could just make it for a few days, come on up. It is well worth your while, well worth the effort. There's going to be a whole lot happening, everything from fun family activities to more adult-style parties like the big, bigger gay dance party. Bigger gayer dance party, excuse me, happening this year. Plus, we've got, you know, standard camping-style activities like campfires. There's, of course, going to be musical performances, comedians. There's going to be a roast. There's going to be a number of different events happening. And, of course, Free Talk Live and a number of other LRN.FM programs will be broadcasting live from the event. So you'll be able to interact with all kinds of interesting people. Head over to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, porkfest.com. To get registered, it's $35 for the entire week.
plus, of course, whatever you're going to pay for the campsite, which you can split with other campers and therefore save even more money. And once again, that's Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. As we go back to James and Chris, who are, unfortunately, it looks like they've been arrested out outside or nearby or inside a courthouse. We haven't gotten quite to the arrest portion of the story yet. But, Chris, you were telling us that, and you guys are down in the Tampa area, and you were telling us...
I think we just lost Chris. I mean, I could try and dial him back in. He was on my phone with me.
Okay, well, maybe, James, you could tell us the story since you were there.
Okay.
You were also arrested, apparently.
It was inside the courtroom. It was inside the courtroom that it happened. Chris basically tried to make a motion to dismiss. He had a lot of motions to dismiss. And then when he got to the Seventh Amendment motion, this alleged judge basically said, that doesn't pertain to this. And basically Chris was saying, well, obviously, you don't know this, you know, the Constitution does apply. The Seventh Amendment does apply.
He was trying to get a jury trial, just to bring our listeners up to speed, might just be tuning in. He had a motion for a jury trial.
He wanted to get this dismissed. You know, he just wanted to walk out of there. We never went in there with intent or malice to disrupt the court or anything. He just wanted to be heard, and he wanted to have this bill of attainder, because that's what it is. This bill of attainder, which is what the Americans fought the British over in 1776, to be dropped and just, you know, walk
out. It was a red light ticket is what he was dealing with there. So basically,
it was a red light ticket.
Yeah, so basically the judge refused to allow any sort of a jury trial. He said the Seventh Amendment doesn't apply.
He was refusing the motions, every single motion that he came up.
Of course.
And so Chris said to him, he said, you know, and he said to him, are you a real judge? And, of course, the judge said, no, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he said, you're not a real judge, are you? And by this time, it was like a coup d'etat happened in the courtroom. There was still a conversation going on between Chris and the judge, but these three thugs, these three Pinellas County officers, came forward. One had actually come forward before the other two, and then this guy just grabbed him, wrenched his arm up the back of his back, almost lifted him off the floor and pushed him through two sets of doors out of the courthouse. I was audio recording at the time. I wasn't video recording. Pushed him out almost through a second story window. And as I walked out through those doors behind, I grabbed my camera, which is a Sony Bloggy, out. I flipped the lens up and started to, you know, try and record. I was like panicking. I've got to get this on video. My friend's being assaulted by this thug. And the other two cops were there. The audio recording was still running. I was recording, and you know, this guy was like literally laying into Chris, assaulting him. And he's like, "Get off me! You're assaulting me! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! I've done nothing wrong. This is free, you know, this is free speech. Leave me alone," type of thing. So eventually, this sergeant at arms told me, "You can't record in the courtroom." I said, "I'm not in the courtroom." I said, "By the way, there is no expectation of privacy while you're out in public, and the federal court has actually ruled that you can record officers, right?"
That's true.
At this point, you know, he's telling me I can't record, and then Chris said, I want to make a complaint about him. He's assaulted me, so he said, come down to my office. There was still some kind of discussion, and I'm still recording. And
so, hang on. The cop that assaulted him told him to come down to his office.
No, the sergeant at arms.
Okay,
it was a sergeant that told us to go down to his office to make this, right? So me and Chris are going, and then there's cops following us, and we're going down. And,
so at this point, you could have walked out, right? Like, you could have been like, we're not going to file this report.
No, explain to you what happened. They were following us regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still recording because, you know, I know all these thugs are, and... he said, you can't record in the courthouse because there's an administrative order saying that you can't do it, right? So anyway, it's recording, by the way, everybody, is free speech. And if there's no free speech in the courthouse, that's where battles are done, then it is total tyranny that we are under.
And it is total tyranny.
I mean, you know, if you don't have freedom of the press, and that's essentially what you've got with being able to record
and
in the courthouse, and that's where the decisions are made, then you don't have freedom of the press.
Yeah, that's
period.
Right.
End of story.
That's how it is here. So they'll arrest anybody for recording in the courthouse. But go ahead.
Get on the escalator, down one set, down two. There's still a discussion going on. It's a little bit heated. We get to the bottom into the lobby where there's none of their cameras. And all of a sudden, the sergeant says, I'm taking that camera. And I says, no, you're not. And he grabbed it. And okay. I had, because when Chris was up there, I had his nook. He took the nook to read while he was in there in some papers. And he grabbed my arm and wrenched the camera out of my hand. As it did, I dropped his nook on the floor, right? So these officers came forward to get me. Chris, in the panic that the officers were going to stand on his nook, went to retrieve it, and he grabbed him and put him in cuffs. And they basically, I didn't resist it. I didn't resist at all. They took the camera off me. I was, you know, I was peaceful. Chris wasn't resisting, but they were like throwing him around. They put cuffs on him. They dragged him down the hallway. You know, it was pretty brutal, right? So, they sat me on this bench. They took him to this room. And apparently what Chris said was that you know, he's complaining about like the, you know, his arm was aching. Sure. His arm was hurting. And, a woman that like stripped him, took photographs of him. He felt violated.
Then, I bet he did.
And then basically they took us, they put us in a paddy wagon and took us over, and we were processed in jail. And which like later on, his girlfriend both bailed us out. On
and what charges are you facing now?
Now you've got me resisting arrest without violence.
And the arrest was for what? Did they even bother to charge you with anything for the actual original arrest?
It just says on my charge sheet that mine says that, I don't know what Chris said, I didn't read it, but mine says that, you know, I was videotaping, I was videotaping in the courthouse with...
But there's no other charge. All you have is the one resisting arrest charge.
That's what it says on my charge sheet.
James, hold that thought. There's a little bit more I think we need to discuss here. 855-450-FREE. Just make sure we're clear. James was arrested and charged with resisting arrest. How is that even possible except in this insane legal land world? How can you be arrested for nothing and charged with resisting arrest during an arrest for which you're being arrested for nothing? 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with wise foods foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. If you get the call in now, we might be able to get you in. If we don't worry about it. We do this thing 7 nights per week. In fact, Mark, you'll be joining Stephanie on the Sunday edition tomorrow night.
That's correct.
So plenty more time, 3 hours a night every single night of the week, Eastern Time, 7 to 10 o'clock at night. You can join us online, of course, as well over at freetalklive.com. So there's always more time for you on Free Talk Live. If you want to make the call, 855-450-FREE. You can also, of course, join us online and support the show if you want by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get instructions on how to get a free bumper sticker. And you can also get banners you can use on your website, high-res graphics you can use to make whatever you want.
High-res stuff.
Yep, and flyers you can download, print out, and more. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to James listening in Florida, James, as we continue to tell your story and wrap it up, I think where you and a friend or fellow activist, Chris, had gone to the Pinellas County Courthouse to challenge a red light ticket, thinking this was just going to be a routine, court appearance.
Yeah. I have Chris back with us. My charge is a resisting officer without violence. It's under Florida statute 843.02. And Chris, I'd like Chris to say something right now about, you know, what his thoughts are.
Well, just real quick, I just wanted to bring our listeners up to speed who might just be tuning in. You guys were in the courtroom. You were attempting to make a motion. The judge was not liking it. Some thugs.
Chris was. I was just there in support of him to make sure that nothing
and you had your video camera with you, which the armed agents did not like. They pushed, kind of roughed up Chris. You were trying to record it. They didn't like that very much, and they then proceeded to shortly thereafter arrest you and charge you with nonsense like resisting arrest when you weren't actually being arrested for any other crime. Chris, go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, so I demanded a jury trial, as is my right under the Seventh Amendment, and the imposter that was to be a judge claimed the Seventh Amendment only applied to criminal cases. So, you know,
a violation is a criminal case. I mean, they're claiming that you broke the law, and that's a criminal case.
They consider it a traffic case.
Traffic is always criminal.
If
you don't pay the fine,
it's not to the judge, buddy.
If you don't pay the fine, you go to prison. You go to jail.
Generally,
it's a bill of attainder.
But hold on. Chris asked the judge, is this civil or criminal? And the judge said civil. He said, so I make a motion to dismiss then under the Seventh Amendment. And he said, that doesn't pertain to this. Go ahead, right, Chris.
There are a lot of complicated issues here. So let me
unfortunately, we don't have much time, Chris, so we've got to get to the heart of what you're going to say.
Yeah. So, let me give you the gist. I demanded my jury trial right under the Seventh Amendment, and the pretend judge said that the Seventh Amendment only applied to criminal cases, which is totally false. That's the Sixth Amendment. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The Seventh Amendment only applies to...
Right, but it doesn't matter that he doesn't know what he's talking about, because men with guns will do whatever he tells them to do,
yes.
whether or not what
yes.
he's
so,
telling them is legal. So you ended up getting arrested. What were the charges you were facing?
So I corrected him, and then I asked him the question, you're not really a judge, are you? And he answered, no, I'm not. But as that was happening, three cops surrounded me, and I couldn't really see him. And I tried to kind of look around the one cop that he came up right between me and the alleged judge, the magistrate or whatever he's called. Excuse me.
So you actually have him on the record saying he's not actually a judge?
That's correct.
That's
and at that moment, the biggest, fattest, baldest, most psychopathic cop attacked me.
And right. Now, by the way, when you weren't connected, we've been told the story already about what happened, so there's no point in having you retell that story. You were attacked by the police. James attempted to record it. He had his camera stolen from him. You were both arrested.
And my audio recorder, too.
Right. And I'm just wondering, what were your charges? Because we know what James was charged with. What did they charge you with?
Resisting without violence. But, of course, you know, how can you resist arrest without violence if there was no initial cause for the arrest?
Right, and then you guys got bailed out later on. What was the bail that was attached to you?
It was $150 for each of us. I cashed it. I paid the cash.
Now, is this a misdemeanor resisting where you can face jail time for a conviction?
It's a misdemeanor. I don't know what the maximum offense is.
Gotcha. And I suppose you guys are going to take this to trial?
Yeah, absolutely. I will fight this to the death.
Are there any other people that can come help you guys out in the Pinellas area? Because, I mean, it was sad to hear that you were only two people, activists, in the courthouse together. Generally, you want to have as many people come out to these things as possible.
It's possible. I'm not a real social person. I'm an individualist and a loner. I'm a recluse. I'm a pacifist. I'm not an activist. Because
well, you are now. If you take a red light ticket to court, you are absolutely an activist. And what I would suggest is that as soon as you get through this situation, maybe consider making a move. You love the ideas of liberty, and I imagine if you're hanging out with James Cox, you probably do.
I want to say this in before, you know, we finish this conversation. I just want to get this out. I'm calling on every individual that goes to traffic court to stand up, take people with you, take audio recorders, take video recorders. This is taxation through...
But can I have just one more minute?
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to talk to you guys at another time. I appreciate the call. Feel free to update us as time goes on with your case. I thank you for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. I understand that there's a lot that you want to say. It's your case. There's a lot going on there, and I totally understand that. But we do have to get some other folks on the air here tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. But I'd love to hear more as it continues to develop. The saddest part, however, is that... While I agree with what James is saying, yeah, take things to trial, and usually when you're taking something small to trial, like a traffic ticket, there's not much that's at risk. But you always have to remember that every time you are in the clutches of those state agents, you are always at risk. If some judge, some man in a robe gets a hair up his butt, and he decides he wants to have you arrested for contempt, you're going to jail for contempt right there, right then, and for an indeterminate amount of time. He can make it whatever he wants it to be. So it's still risky, even if you're just taking a parking ticket to trial.
It doesn't sound like the judge even went after them on contempt. The state agents, the bailiffs, just grab them.
Right, it wasn't a contempt charge. But what I'm saying is you don't know what to expect
when it comes to these people.
You can expect violence. You should expect violence, which is why I agree with James that you should get as many people together as you can, but in many areas, most people aren't willing to go out and put their necks on the line like this. You've got to move to a place where those people exist. You've got to get together with other people of a like mindset, and that's the point behind the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. Let's go to William, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hey, William.
Boy, am I ready for you guys. I'm just going to try to be mild as I can be.
Here's what I'd suggest. You have to be brief as you can be as well, because the show's about to wrap up.
You won't let me over. You've just... let a whole lot of time. I want to talk about little girls having somebody put a knife up against their throat and cutting their throats.
Oh,
and America paying for the NATO forces, one of them is Turkey, standing right by. We have, we don't know what to do. Hillary, our Secretary of State, says, well, we wish the Russians wouldn't veto us in the NATO and the Chinese, but we can't do anything about it. And we stand by. What? Butchers, you're worrying about somebody getting a ticket and wherever the hell it is.
Well, I can appreciate that you think that there are more important issues in the world, but I'm telling you, when you're dealing with a court and you're dealing with your life being disrupted, that is the most important issue.
I'm more concerned about little girls having their throats cut, you barbarian. Don't you have any...
Thanks for the call, William. I appreciate hearing from you. And I agree with you that anybody getting their throat cut is a terrible thing. And that's why I don't support the U.S. government meddling in other people's affairs, because I don't know what side is right or what side is wrong, but I know that it's wrong to steal money from people, to go around the world engaging in warmongering efforts for whatever the purposes are. So two wrongs don't make a right, and if you want to help people who are in danger, whether it's little girls or you know, whoever, if you want to help people in danger around the world, you should be free to send money or volunteer yourself to those efforts, but you can't force other people into it. That's wrong. That makes it worse.
You know, the United States has been involved in all kinds of pacifications throughout its history and ignored some. And, you know, atrocities have occurred and they've not occurred. But, you know, then you're involved.
And I don't want to pay for it. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave, you got the final thoughts on the show tonight. Dave in New Hampshire.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, but you've got the final thoughts in about 20 seconds. Go.
Okay. Just want to let folks know there'll be a print edition of the Ridley Report at Porcupine Fest. And I'm asking folks to participate. They can actually post their own news to the print edition, which will appear on the bulletin board outside the office.
Cool. And so folks can hook up with you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I appreciate it. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com. Always appreciate hearing from you tomorrow night. Join Mark for the Sunday show. See you then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi? Reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.